With WXBR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Clara R. McKenna Aquatic Center in Antigo will be open to the public and swim teams again. The funding status of the pool has been unclear to the public, and a closure of the facility went into effect Tuesday. A meeting was set up Thursday night to address concerns. The first order of business was to discuss community activities in the pool. Mike Berezik made a motion to keep community activities open as long as the foundation of the Unified School District of Antigo can provide $150,000 by September 21st. The group has already been raising funds. That motion passed 6-3. Another issue is that the pool cannot remain open without lifeguards, which the district does not have after a contract with the YMCA was terminated. A change was passed to allow the YMCA to resume those duties. With that, the board voted on a motion to open the Aquatic Center for students, athletes, coaches, and employees who use the pool effective immediately. While this is a win for those hoping to have the pool open, it does not address the long-term financial problems the pool is facing. Water treatment and proper temperature levels need to be configured first, but the pool is now open to swim teams and the community effective immediately. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. A health advisory was issued this week for Big Arborvitae Lake Beach due to blue-green algae. The DNR reported an increase in cases compared to the same time last year, with 256 cases being reported as of Thursday morning. As Labor Day weekend rolls in, WXPR's Maria Peralta Arellano shares what you need to know about these algae blooms.
So far this year, there has been 185 blue-green algae reports confirmed by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Overall, the DNR has been getting an increasing number of reports compared to last year. The increase can be attributed to several causes. Climate change is allowing for longer growing seasons, runoff from precipitation, natural cycles like lake turnovers, and increased awareness, to name a couple. Gina LaLiberty is the DNR statewide harmful algae bloom coordinator.
We have a lot of things going on that can impact lakes, and every lake is going to react differently.
Water bodies like seepage lakes tend to be more affected by the blooms since nutrients can build up in the water.
And things like amphiflowages tend to have pretty shallow water, wet, so that can enable water to warm up and stay warm longer. And blue-green algae grow a lot better in warm water than they do in cooler water.
It's important to note every body of water in Wisconsin has blue-green algae present.
Even lakes with really excellent water quality, low nutrients, can occasionally have blue-green algae blooms. That tends to be during periods when you've had several days of really low wind speeds, and then gentle winds blow everything that's floated to the surface of the lake, including blue-green algae, towards the downwind shore.
People and animals can get sick from blue-green algae. As summer begins to come to an end, it is advised to take caution when finding locations to swim ahead of the holiday weekend. For WXPR News, I'm Maria Peralta Arellano.
Maria Peralta Arellano is a Report for America Corps member covering water quality and the environment for WXPR Public Radio in northern Wisconsin and the Upper Peninsula. An arrest has been made in the death of a St. Germain man in an apparent drug overdose. The Florence County Sheriff's Office says in April, 42-year-old John Edwards of St. Germain was found slumped over the driver's side window of a vehicle parked in Vagabond Park in Florence Township. Deputies administered Narcan and performed other life-saving measures, but Edwards did not survive. Mark Allen Johnson, the second of Kingsford, has been arrested on an accusation of first-degree reckless homicide and other charges. He's being held in the Florence County Jail. A number of agencies participated in the investigation. Roads will be busy for the Labor Day holiday period. According to AAA, peak travel times include it today between noon and 8 p.m. and Monday afternoon. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Secretary Christina Boardman says to make safety part of the plan. She says to slow down, buckle up, and drive sober. Most road construction projects will pause over the holiday weekend, but some will still impact travel. In the Northwoods, that includes work on Highway 32 in Forest County, Highways 17 and 107 in Lincoln County, and Highway 8 near Rhinelander. An important resource and popular food gets some recognition. Governor Tony Evers helped celebrate the first-ever Wild Rice Week in Wisconsin with a visit to the Bad River Reservation. The week was established by an executive order by the governor. It's meant to raise awareness and appreciation for the value of wild rice in the state. Governor Tony Evers says wild rice is a critical part of food security and culture for many Native nations. DNR Secretary Karen Young said protecting wild rice benefits both the health of our waters and the strong traditions tied to it. Habitat requirements for wild rice are fairly specific, and changing ecological conditions have put a strain on the crop in water bodies where it has traditionally been present. The U.S. Forest Service is closing 23 research stations in more than a dozen states as part of an organizational overhaul under President Donald Trump. The move is intended to trim costs. Forest Service Associate Chief Chris French said Thursday that work being done at the research centers would continue at other sites, but French says 41 additional research stations that faced possible closure would remain open. That follows opposition from local officials and some lawmakers in Congress since the reorganization was announced in March. The Trump administration has stalled a study that would help identify industries dumping harmful PFAS chemicals into wastewater. That's according to two former officials. The data could help inform new limits on PFAS. Forever chemicals are linked to health issues like cancer and developmental delays in children. The Trump administration is allowing construction of a state-federal project aimed at preventing invasive carp from reaching the Great Lakes to move forward. News that a stop work order had been lifted followed a phone call between Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer and President Donald Trump. The unplanned call was yet another example of the Democratic governor's unique relationship with the Republican president. The Army Corps had issued the order halting work in July, saying the project was undergoing an administrative review, but offering little explanation. Urgency increased as the invasive carp neared the Great Lakes. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.